Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3 Julia Charlie Alpha.
Team, could I get a signal port? Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of Adventure Radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peter is located atop Sears Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Check bulletins or announcements for the net. Call KJ4WZM. Here at this time, so I'll begin by recognizing the pre-net check-ins, then call for Echolink stations, and then begin the regular roll call portion of the net. K4WZM with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to recognize the following stations on tonight's pre-net check-in list. We have KA3JCA, that's Richard. KA4JCA, his wife Sally. KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. And K3D Upstate Amherst. They are located in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Next up, I've got KM4JWP. That is Brian from Rutherfordton. W4SCM. That's Fred and N4IEI, his wife Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. Don and KG4QLQ, his wife Linda. They're in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben from Simpsonville. N4ASW, Tony from Asheville. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. KI4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. And KD2BNG, Glenn and Graycourt. 21 pre-net check-ins tonight. That brings it up to 22, including me. And we are going to go ahead and call for Echolink stations next. Echolink stations only. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. My name is Chan, and I'm located over here in Easley, South Carolina. I'll stick around for a comment or two. Thank you for calling up, Daniel, and good evening to all.
November Romeo Juliet November John Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me an announcer.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa KO4RYP. My name is Anna and I'm mobile tonight. I'm headed up to North Carolina. And please also check in my husband Chad. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. We will both be in and out tonight. Thank you.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Mike, Kevin, here in Dallas, Texas, in the 18-wheel mobile. KQ4, CCM.
Miss, I've got KO4WWZ, that is Chan from Easley. K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. There was a station that came in, an Echolink station that came in at the same time Tommy was trying to check in. And y'all doubled. I'll need that station to come back if you wouldn't mind. I've got KO4RYP, that is Anna, and her husband Chad, KO4NUE. They are mobile headed to North Carolina. Got y'all checked in. Safe travels to you. And KQ4CCM, that is Kevin in Dallas, Texas, 18-wheeler mobile. Got you checked in, Kevin. And from one truck driver to another, safe travels. And we'll talk to you whenever you get back. I also drive, so just want to tell you, keep stay safe out there. All right, any other Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic. Mark me an announcer.
Back down, John. KN4RJN, that is John from Brown Summit. John, I did want to let you know the moon looks nice tonight, and I watched it come up. So, actually, the moon came up really, really close to sunset just a few minutes before the sun went down. So, I got a good look at it. It looked nice. And we'll catch you later on down the log. All right, that looks like it wraps it up for Echolink stations tonight. So, we'll go ahead and begin looking for... regular check-ins. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag Chief portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with stations with the Soak Silver call uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm mobile at 85 South, and hoping I'm making them kind of in a low spot here. No traffic, no table tonight. Everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
Jim, please check in and out, if you will, sir. Kilo, Juliet, 4. Uniform, hotel, X-ray. KJ4, UHX, Jamie. Also, Kilo, Juliet, 4. Yankee, Lima, November. KJ4, YLN, my wife, Sabrina. Wilbur and Chesney, check us in and out. Thank you.
To recognize, N4ZLK, another truck driver. He is, that's Shane. He's mobile on 85 South. And I got you checked in, Shane. You made it. Now I got KJ4UHX, that's my buddy Jamie over there in Chesney, and his wife Sabrina, KJ4YLN. Jamie, tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Miss y'all, I hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. It wraps it up for uniform through Zulu, so we'll move on up the list to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer.
Please check in Alpha Charlie 4 Alpha Golf, Austin and Greer, visiting from Somerset, Kentucky.
Good group of folks. Net would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're over there in Piedmont tonight. Also, I'd like to recognize W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. And AC4AG. That is Austin. Also over there in Greer, visiting from Somerset, Kentucky. Safe travels to you back home, Austin. Hope you enjoy your stay down here. And thank you for checking in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hope to see you back sometime. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. And Daniel in the net. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI-4 DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3, JOY. That's my pretty little by joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel. All on the net. 4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4 CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
Recognize KI-4DOS. That is Gary and K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They are at home at Easley tonight. Gary, you do tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Next up, I've got KN4CHY. That is Keith and Seneca. Sounds like that wraps it up for Alpha through Delta for now, so we'll go ahead up the log to E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for comment later.
Yeah, I would like to recognize KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. And Harry, I got you marked down for comments tonight. You're first up on my stump. So we'll look forward to talking to you in a few minutes. We'll make another call for E through H, Echo through Hotel. Call KJ4WZM. Hey, that is Gene and Taylors. Hope you're doing well, Gene, and thank you for checking in tonight. We'll go ahead and move up to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Hey, WZM.
Kilo,
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Check in November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, Jerry and Campobello. I'll be in and out.
KJ4WCM. Good to hear you call the net again. Please check in Kilo. Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Captain, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
That was a fine group of folks here. First up, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Then I've got N4JBM. That is Jerry from Campobello. KK4JBQ, that is Larry. And KC4MFK, his wife, Miss Donna. They are in Greer tonight. Larry, tell Miss Donald we said hello. Now I have KO4HKX checking in by telephone relay. That is Patrick, and he's over there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee tonight. Now I have KO4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations? India through Lima. I through L. Call KJ4WZM. Up the list to Mike through Papa. M through P, if he'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November
4. Fred, I'm over here. KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Negative No traffic, no round table. Checking in via Echo Link this evening.
Good evening, Daniel. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike. Location in Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out, please, and good evening, everybody on that. N4, NLR.
KO4, NNH, that is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. KA4PQA, that is Steven in Greenwood, checking in via Echolink. K4OIM, Walt and Inman. And N4NLR, Jim and Greenwood. Any other stations, Mike through Papa. M through P, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Did want to mention, I did get this mixed up here for a second. I just looked, scrolled back through here, KC4EZN, Harry, you were actually second for comments. I just scrolled back up to the top to look at which stations check in. I have another check mark down. I've got Chandler in front of you, but I'll be back to you in a second, Harry. I did want to mention that since I had said first. Sorry about that. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. We're looking for any other stations at this time. Mike, Sir, Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Mike through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Good evening, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative.
R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, heading Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
K4WZM and Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, K04QOD, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
N0TR, that is Tom and Greer. WD8RON, that is Ed and Brevard. And KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. Zulu, A through Z, Z through A, all the way through the alphabet. If you got a letter in your call at all and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, everybody have a great evening. 73.
N4AHO, that is Doug in Walhalla. Well, that sounds like that wraps it up for check ins for now, but we will be back to them shortly. This is KJ4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up tonight, I've got KO4WWZ. That is Chandler and Easley. How are you doing tonight, Chandler?
I'm doing good, Daniel. KO4WWZ here. Yeah, I just figured I'd go ahead and get everybody hyped up because I've got a text from a certain person telling me he has high confidence in the dates of January's, I can't remember the exact dates, that somebody told me that we might get us a snowstorm. She can tell me about that, Daniel. What is your report now?
Out a little early, Chandler. There's a lot of discrepancies in the models right now, and I was looking at it today, and the timing would have to work out perfectly within just a few hours of a window of time. We might end up taking a hard pass on this one, sadly. It might pan out, but the ingredients would have to come together just perfectly. And the chances of the timing on that working out is really small. At the same time, as a result of that, the potential of it still exists. And they might originally call for rain, but things get sped up or delayed by just a few hours and end up with a completely different result. So you might hear the word snow completely disappear out of the forecast and all of a sudden end up with it instead of rain, or you might hear snow in the forecast like crazy and then get nothing but rain instead. So this one's going to be really hard to call, and I don't think anybody's going to have a good grasp on what's going to happen until it actually does. So I got really excited when I seen all the weather models lined up, but then last second they all went to pieces. Each one took a different pathway, and a lot of them have gone a lot further north than what they were originally calling for, which is what makes the timing so hard. So, the farther north it goes, the more strictly the timing matters, and it gets to a certain point. If the low goes to our north, we cannot get snow out of that. So it depends how far north or south the low goes, and how much cold air comes in place, and if it comes in ahead or afterwards, or right on time. So it's kind of a toss-up, but doesn't look as likely at this time as it did previously.
And there you have it. That's the weather report from our net cover. I'm just kidding. Well, Daniel, they do this every year. I watch the forecast. When I can, I try to interpret the models, but I'm not very good at that. But you never know. It might turn back around, and all of a sudden we'll have about 20 inches rain and get nowhere. But I really hope not, because as pretty as snow is, it's not my thing. I don't have gloves for my hands. It's too cold for me. I'm more of a springtime and summertime kind of guy. And I like those loud thunderstorms and watching those tornadoes blow in the field where it ain't hurting nothing. Because let me tell you something, there is beauty, real beauty in watching tearing stuff up. Those things are beautiful to watch. But, other than that, how have you been, sir? I haven't talked to you in quite a while.
Sadly, I missed your phone call. I was at dinner tonight when you called, and then I had to get ready for the net and stuff after that, so that's why I didn't return it. But I will call you back at some point in the near future and talk to you for a bit. I'm doing pretty good. Things have been kind of busy for me. I'll fill you in on that shortly. What I've been looking at most recently as far as the weather stuff goes is the storm that's getting ready to head our way. Actually, they sent their Hurricane Hunter aircraft, that thing, off of the off of our Pacific coastline to check that storm out, because it's creating a lot of havoc. There's a lot more storms in the Pacific than just the one that's headed this way too. But that's a very powerful storm that's getting across the country. That thing is wild. Also, you mentioned about the storms in the spring and everything. We had some crazy weather come through a few days back. I guess thundered and lightning for about somewhere between 12 to 18 hours. I didn't keep an exact count on it, but it was more than 12 hours, but real close to 18. Just thunder and lightning and heavy rain, almost nonstop heavy rain. It was nonstop rain the entire time, but almost nonstop heavy rain at that. And I don't really remember seeing anything like that come through before, that long of a duration of thunder and lightning nonstop. But that was pretty crazy, and pretty insane to happen, too, while GSP's radar is conveniently down for a total of about a month and a half, over a month.
Oh, yeah. Man, I can't tell you. There's been so many times that radar has gone down, and I can't even use my radar scope out to interpret any type of storms coming our way. But yet, we do know, as amateur operators, that technology is prone to failure and error, and with time, it can improve. But, I had a crazy weather a couple of days ago. I actually got called in to work that night, and I was out for 12 hours. And the last one I went to was a road closure on, I don't remember the name of it, but it was over in the Simpsonville area. And we were there from about 5 until 9, but either way, we were standing outside, we had the road closed, there were a bunch of bucket trucks, power trucks, something utility trucks, down in the road, we were getting completely soaking wet, and while we were out there, it was thundering and lightning, as you said, but we had a lightning bolt strike maybe about 20 feet away from us, and we could hear the pop of that lightning bolt. And I looked back, and I said, plain and simple, while we are standing out here, we are sitting ducks, and we are targets on the bullseye for a lightning strike. needless to say, when that happened, everybody jumped. That was a pretty scary ER call there for a little bit. Back to you, KK4WZN from KO4WWZ.
That sounds pretty scary, Chandler. And I've definitely been that close to lightning before. Every bit that close. I was about 10 feet from a bolt that went into the ground at the bottom of a transformer one time. It struck the power lines, ran down the power lines, hit the transformer, and straight into the ground right beside me. And boy, I felt that thing strike the ground. Ooh, wow, I felt it all the way through my whole body. I felt the electrical shock in the air and the explosion of the air, too. I felt the static charge and the concussion wave. It was really crazy. But I hope I'm never that close to one again. I'll tell you that much. But it gets your attention. At least you know something powerful just happened, that's for sure. There's no missing that. No missing that at all. I'm sorry you had to be out there in the weather, though. I'm glad you didn't get struck by lightning, but that does not sound fun at all. At least you got to find out what a lightning strike is like up close and personal, though, without actually getting hit. They're really powerful and not something you could experience anywhere else. There's nothing quite like it.
I would agree with that, sir. And while I like that game bother to you. But I'll go ahead and turn it back to you and let you get to your next station. And I'm going to go ahead and get off here. Daniel, it's been a pleasure. And it's been a pleasure being on the net tonight, guys. Thank you. 73. KO4WWZ. Back to KK4WZM.
You have yourself a good night and get some good rest. It sounds like you definitely need it after being up all those hours recently. We'll catch you later on down the log. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM, 73, we'll catch you later. Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Check in Kilo X-ray, 4 Mike Tango, KX4MT. Mike and Pickens, negative and negative.
Recognize KX4MT. That is Mike and Pickens. Got you checked in, Mike. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. That's it for now, so we'll check back for check-ins in a little while. Next up, we've got KC4EZN. That is Harry over there in Candler. How have you been, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
KC4WZM, KC4EZN. We're doing pretty good, Daniel. Been a interesting week.
during Christmas week, the local water system had a problem. Somehow or another, they didn't anticipate that in the wintertime when it got down to zero that the river would freeze. And then, of course, you had your usual things that happen when temperatures get real cold. You sort of expect those things to happen. But basically, the whole Asheville water system, except for the core in the middle of the city, went down. And where we're at on the western end, except that I think we were backfeeding some of the other folks, and we were the last to lose our water, and needless to say, we were the last to get it back. But still got a lot of air in it, but it's drinkable. But just trying to conserve water, and then been dealing with a heat pump issue, and like everything else, you can go out and buy a whole brand new car easier than you can buy a part for it, and heat pumps are really no different. But I think they finally got that fixed, and they ultimately wound up putting a new thermostat in the thing, and that thing is a computer. If I get it set up, that thermostat will connect through my router, wireless, and I can control my house temperature with my phone from anywhere I have an internet connection. I haven't decided whether I want to do that or not, but that was an interesting little pie of some flavor. It's about, I don't know, 3 by 4.5 inches by an inch thick. And the interesting part is the way it connects to the whole system is 3 wires. I thought there's a whole lot of information travels back and forth over those 3 wires. But anyway, it's made life interesting. Been playing around with radio parts and things like that. Oh, before I forget it, I looked at those pictures you sent. That first picture, was that the sun going down or the moon coming up? KJ4WZM, KC4ECM.
Friday? Well, very, very shocking to hear about the water system struggling like that. I know that I had water, but I know that when I went to the store Christmas Eve to get some last-minute things for lunch and stuff, about everybody at the grocery store was doing nothing but buying water. Talking to most of those folks, their water was out. And some of them, their water and their power was out. We had problems with our power grid over here to some extent. I didn't have any problems with power or water, but I know that a lot of people across the northern reaches of Greenville County did struggle either with power or with water or with both. I know a lot of people who had left their water running and their water froze. Anyway, that was some serious cold. We reached -1 at my house, so yep, right around the zero mark as well, but it didn't stay that way for very long. It warmed up. I'm thankful it didn't stay that way either. Hopefully all that air gets worked out of your system soon. The pictures I sent you, the first one was the sun going down. That's the sunset. And then the last one has the moon coming up. You can kind of see it to the right side of the power line right away going through there. And to the left of the power line right away is Glassy Mountain and Hogback Mountain. To the right of the power line, if you look, there's a little white circle in the sky, and that's the moon coming up on the horizon there.
Hey, yeah, those pictures were neat. I didn't get out to watch the moon come up, but I did go out and look at it after it was up. And according to our weatherman, that's called the Wolf Moon, but I didn't go out and howl at it or anything like that. I thought maybe the neighbors might not appreciate it, or they might think I'm a stranger than I really am. Anyway, are you ready to romp and stomp through the new year now?
I'm definitely ready for the new year. I've already been back to work,
got my first paycheck of the year, paid my first bills of the year. I have not gone grocery shopping for the first time of the year yet, though, and I'll probably do that this weekend. But I did eat my collard greens and black-eyed peas and all that, so hopefully I'll have all my good luck for the year. No fireworks, but I did get my black-eyed peas and collard greens, and I had some venison cube steak and some mac and cheese and different things like that, but it was pretty good. Also, had a campfire outside and had some hot cocoa and burned my tongue on it and ate some pizza and a whole bunch of fun times. But had a good start to the new year and just getting back into the swing of things.
Well, that's sort of the way life goes. So we're going to be out of town the middle of the month. Going to go out and visit our daughter and our grandchildren in California, and been watching the weather. They live between San Francisco and Sacramento, and that's where all that weather seems to be coming in. And they live up on top of a hill, so flooding is really not going to be an issue, but I don't know what the weather will do to what the airplane does. That's my greatest concern. But we shall see. Some of the West Coast, some of the weather that we see reported, it's kind of interesting. In our newspaper up here, they have a little section in the back next to the comics and some of the public notices called This Day in History. And it's kind of interesting to see the things that are, you know, when you turn on the news, just breaking. Or this we just found out. They've got some standard lines they use, which I've learned to ignore. Because some of the stuff that is just breaking, I've already seen on Facebook 4 hours earlier. But anyway, it's kind of interesting to compare what they said was a breaking news headline or something that happened 100 years ago that was somewhat worse. But kind of puts things in perspective that. You know, what we're experiencing, this thing with the water issue, we were very inconvenienced at our house, which means that we were very, very lucky. I've got some friends who, because they were at a higher elevation, they basically didn't have water for 7 days. That's a little bit more than an inconvenience. Now, fortunately, our power didn't fail. Duke announced that they might have to do some rotating blackouts, but we didn't experience that up here, at least ways I'm not aware of it, but there were some folks that were greatly inconvenienced. I think our water got down at one time to where you could probably get a gallon in 10 or 15 minutes, but it was still there. Other folks didn't have it at all, and it gets interesting when you start trying to figure out how do you arrange to flush the toilet. You know, you can get drinking water, but you've got to take care of the rest of it too, and then sanitizing your dishes or having to boil your water and stuff like that. I had to go back and get my Boy Scout handbook out and think about how did we wash dishes out in the woods. And it still works. My wife didn't quite understand it, but I knew what I was doing. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel, and say 7-3. We'll catch up with you sometime or along the way, we're getting ready to travel, and there's this little thing and that little thing that you check out and make sure that it still works, and
I have discovered something. When you are buying connectors and cables and things like that, it does not pay to go too cheap. Some of the things that I took out to California last year, and I plugged it all up and turned it on, and it worked perfectly. And when I got that same stuff out this year, and it's basically been sitting there doing nothing, it didn't work. And I finally traced it down to some connectors that just weren't connected. Few ones, and that fixed it. But I paid considerably more for those replacements than I did the first ones. And I think it would have been better off if I'd have paid a little bit more in the beginning. But that's just part of it. Just turned me off. Talked too long. Return it back to you, Daniel. KJ4WZM. KC4EZN.
Hey, your radio didn't like you. Well, it is pretty cool that the old ways still work. There was a day before anybody had running water, and that day wasn't very far back. It was just a few generations ago. And before that time, nobody else in history had running water at the tap. You had to go down the river. You had to have a well. Things like that. You had to boil your water to drink it. That was just a fact of life, and it has been for the entire human existence on Earth until recently. But people lived for thousands and thousands and thousands of years that way. So, yep, it still works. People just feel inconvenienced these days. Although, back then, you made sure your house was built near a river or near a creek. You had an outhouse out back, so you didn't have to worry about, you know, how am I going to flush the toilet in the house? Because that was already taken care of outside. There was something designed for it. So there's certain things that, you know, it was set up specifically for that purpose. But it used to be that way, and now it isn't. You actually live near one of the first structures that originally had electricity running in it. Biltmore House isn't very far from you. If I'm not mistaken, that was one of the first houses in the country, or at least in this side of the country, that had electricity in it. All this stuff is fairly new. And it's kind of crazy because most of us were born into this environment, if not all of us at this point, but most of us are born into this environment where you flip on a light, you turn a faucet, you pull a handle, water comes out, lights turn on, different things like that. Just at the flick of a switch or press of a button or turn of a knob, and it hasn't always been like that. So a lot of things we just kind of take for granted now, and just woven it into our everyday lives is something we just can't live without that way. But it hasn't always been like that. So sometimes it's a good reminder of just how easy we have it in life. And that is for certain. But good luck to you in your travels to California, and I hope that your family is doing well out there. I know they've been having a lot of storms, and then the mountains specifically, the California mountains and the high elevations, every 10 days they've been receiving literally hundreds of inches of snow, week after week after week after week. They're getting about anywhere from, depending on where you are in the mountains, anywhere from 50 to 250 inches of snow every week to 2 weeks. Just around a 10-day window, that much snow is coming down, and they're going to pay for it dearly come springtime. I don't ever in my life remember hearing about California getting the amount of snow they've been getting, and I bet it's leading to some avalanches back up in there, and I know it's going to lead to some severe mudslides and catastrophic flooding come spring. They're going to pay for this big time. They fussed about drought and not getting enough snowpack. Cool. They ain't gonna have that problem this year up there. But I feel for those folks. As soon as the temperatures finally start warming up, they're in trouble. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM 73, see you and safe travels. Make another run through here. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Well, that sounds like that does it for now. I've got 56 check-ins. I'm about to go fill out my net report. WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Weather, thanks for checking it.
Hospital, now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night. Happy New Year.